Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now to our 5 minutes of Phelps Fix. Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer, whom we've all been talking about, his victorious cheers have become almost a foregone conclusion of the Olympic Games. But are his raised arms, his puffed chest, and his exposed teeth reminiscent of our evolutionary ancestors, or are we just getting in too deep, too much analysis? Well, Jessica Tracy, psychology professor at the University of British Columbia in Canada, recently co-authored a report that says our reactions to defeat or victory are really actually more inbred than we may think. Jessica, good morning and welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Hi. So you have actually studied this, our reactions, and actually thousands of photos of athletes.
That's right. That's right. We looked at – go ahead.
No, go ahead. Explain that to us, what you found based on your research.
Yeah, well, what we found was we looked at athletes in the 2004 Olympic Games, and we actually just looked at the judo games, the judo matches. And what we found was that athletes who succeeded, who won a match essentially, all showed the same set of behaviors. And, you know, they're the behaviors that you just described that we see in Michael Phelps and all the other athletes now, which is expanded chest, arms stretched out from the body in one way or another, often raised with hands and fists, head tilted back, and a smile.
So you part of your study, though, also looked at athletes, blind athletes, correct?
That's right. That's right. And that was a key kind of part of it, that, you know, we found that these same behaviors are shown by athletes across all the different cultures that we looked at, which gets to this idea that it's a universal kind of display. But then we also looked at the Paralympics, where you have blind athletes, and a percentage of them were actually congenitally blind.
Mm-hmm.
So these are individuals who've never seen anyone else show this display. And so the fact that they showed the same display, those same behaviors in response to success, that suggests that these behaviors are, in fact, likely to be innate. That is, these people couldn't have learned them from watching others show them. They're not doing it because they know, hey, that's what Michael Phelps does. That's what I'm going to do. They've never seen Michael Phelps do it, and yet
right.
They do the same thing.
So it's really innate and not learned so much. So it's really, really not a conscious reaction, and it's across cultural lines as well, because you weren't focusing on Americans, you weren't focusing on any nation, correct?
That's right. No, we looked at, we had people from, I think, over 36 different nations, and we looked across lots of different cultural groupings, and we found that no matter what culture group we looked at, we saw the same behaviors in response to success.
Now, what about loss? Ugh.
Yeah, well, for loss, we also saw pretty interesting findings, which was that people tended to show a slumped posture and narrow chest, you know, essentially the opposite of what we see in success,
mm-hmm.
Behaviors associated with shame as opposed to pride. The one thing that we found that was interesting here was, so we saw these behaviors in the majority of the sample, and we saw them in the blind individuals, and we saw them in the congenitally blind individuals. We did not see them in one cultural group,
mm-hmm.
which was the Western cultural group, that is to say Americans,
mm-hmm.
Canadians, that sort of thing, which in some ways is surprising because, of course, we're familiar with these behaviors. We associate them with shame. We associate them with loss. It's not like this is something totally foreign to American culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that we interpreted that cultural difference is that in Western culture, it's not appropriate to show your shame. And
mm.
so when people have this kind of, you know, horrible defeat,
mm-hmm.
in our culture, the response is sort of to actually prevent yourself from doing those behaviors and to hold it back, because we're supposed to kind of be proud no matter what happens, basically.
So did you see the U.S. gymnastics team and their response to their...
I've seen some of it. I haven't seen as much as I'd like to.
And actually, as you've watched these, I don't know how much of the games you've actually caught, but did you notice anything in the responses, reactions of the athletes that didn't fit in with your research? Anything unusual?
Yeah, every now and then you do see something, and I think when you do, it's sort of telling about what's going on in that athlete's head. So, you know, I think one good example is when Michael Phelps, I guess it was the other night, when he won his 10th career gold medal, making him the most winning gold medalist ever in the history of the Olympics, which for most people I think would be a pretty intense, you know, you'd see some serious pride behavioral response there. And as a lot of people noticed, when he came out of the pool, he was really focused on his time, there wasn't a whole, I mean, there was some head tilt back. There wasn't a lot of smiling. We've certainly seen him show a lot more of those victory behaviors in other kinds of situations than he did that one time. And in some ways, you might say, well, is he not feeling pride? And I think, you know, what the commentators seemed to suggest was he didn't make the time that he was hoping for, even though his time was still, you know, incredible. And he had another meet in an hour. And so he was sort of very focused on what comes next and what he needed to do, and less so probably sort of basking in the pride of the moment. But that was surprising, I think.
Thank you, Jessica. I've been speaking with Jessica Tracy, psychology professor at the University of British Columbia. She recently co-authored a report that says our reactions to defeat or victory are actually more inbred than we think. And we'll probably be seeing a lot more of that at the Olympics. I'm Alice Rhee, and for Brian Lehr, thanks for listening. Leonard Lopate is up next.